My sweet princess, it's been too long since we last saw each other. I know how much you've grown into a needy little thing. And that delicious pussy of yours has been aching for daddy's touch. It's about time to praise my good girl for all the tasks she completed. And so, I've decided we shall meet again, and for all time's sake, at the very same hotel we had our first scene. You were already such a giver back then. I'll have to make extra good use of you this time. So, this is what we'll do. You'll head up to the hotel lobby next Friday at 10 p.m. sharp. Wearing only a black dress, panties, stockings, and high heels. Revealing that very fuckable body for all to admire. As you've probably guessed by now, you'll end up my ruined whore by the end of the night. So make sure to put on a bright red lipstick and heavy makeup. Also, bring a pair of little scissors in your purse. You'll soon find out why. You'll ask the concierge the room key booked for you under Mrs. Cumslut. Make sure to look at him straight in the eye with a proud look when you say your name. Once in the elevator, you'll remove your half-soaked panties and place them in your purse, whether alone or not. That should provide for an extra thrill, as I know how much you relish being watched by dirty anonymous men. Just before entering the room, I'll ask you to remove that dress by cutting it off your body. It'll have no use for you once you're past that door. You just have to trust me that the key will open it. You'll be at my mercy and will be my plaything until I'm done with you. Daddy will square off that sexual appetite. Have no fear, my so-called princess. Once inside, the room temperature will be purposefully chilly. I suspect you'll feel your squeezable nipples hardened and a slight shiver run throughout your naked skin, all in the anticipation of the rough play session ahead of us. A warm bath will be ready for you there, your last moment of comfort, so relish it. After that, you'll put on the lingerie and blindfold I carefully chose, as they will be laid out on the bed for you, my favorite fuck doll. You'll sit straight up on the sharp wooden chair in the middle of the room, with your tits proudly out, and stuff the half-soaked panties in your dirty mouth, all while reciting over and over 10 ways to describe your filthy self. I want to hear how much this greedy slut deserves to be spoiled, as I enter the room with a firm intention of giving you what you crave for. Actually, I take that back. It won't be what my whore wants. It will be what daddy needs.